Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Crypt Files, your once weekly follow up podcast of the hit, the end at the end, D&D actual play, Let's Go We Play podcast.
Dude, that was fun.
That was great. Dude, Val had a really good moment.
We were on our way to actually convincing Grav.
It felt close.
Yeah.
How close were we? I don't think we were ever actually. I think maybe, but honestly, I think he might have been a little too resolute.
Well, I mean, here's the question for you. How close were you guys into being swayed by him?
Oh, really close, actually. He had a pretty good couple of really good points.
Yeah. Well, then you guys were pretty close.
Not at all.
No, we were not close at all.
You guys weren't?
No.
Oh.
We were pretty resolute.
So he was about as far away as we were.
Yeah.
That's why Ben needs to stay off YouTube. He's just real close to being radicalized at any given moment.
Man, I've been watching so many interesting videos about like aliens and underground tunnels and shit. Man, I see how you get there.
It's all about the red blob. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
When people start talking about the red blob, then we're talking about the truth.
Yeah, you see that in the night sky, you don't go back.
Yeah, that shit'll change you. Anyway,
I feel like we got to post that picture now on Instagram or something so people know what we're talking about.
Very briefly, Milo posted a picture with absolutely zero fuck all context.
I hit the button to send it, and it just sent it automatically, and it didn't allow me to like put any notice. And I was like, well, this is kind of funny without any kind of context, so I'm just going to leave it.
I fucking stared at that thing. It looks like cotton candy.
That was my first thing, is thinking, like, that's cotton candy stuck on the lens or something. Like something
from far away, I was like, is this just like a picture of the moon, but they jiggled the camera?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck?
It was a weird picture.
It's just a picture of, like, there's a bunch of traffic, it's nighttime, and then there's a big red blob.
It's a train station.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So are people going to die in this burning building?
In what?
In the burning building.
Yeah.
In the burning building?
Are we going to lose some
people? I feel like we definitely already have, but more might.
I feel like we need to kind of scoop people.
I mean, Ace is going to give an amazing speech to everybody, and everything's going to be fine.
And then right as he's done talking, the building will collapse right over the door. And
yeah.
And then he'll say, everything's fine. And the building collapses.
Oh, gosh. So I want to know from everybody, because the conviction in Simon is strong to keep Grav. Like,
we all wanted to keep him alive.
Right, but y'all...
We didn't want him to come back and
hated the fact that
us.
Simon wanted to stabilize him a second time.
Like, no, we didn't.
No,
we didn't.
We didn't want him to be conscious.
Tell me then.
To be correct, you guys didn't hate it. I hated it.
Oh.
I hated it. Because I was like, we killed this guy.
Yeah.
Why would we bring... He's dead. He's clearly beyond
saving. And I think that Simon, like, the thought of the thing kind of relinquishing its grasp as it was trying to pull is the relinquishing of Grav. And now we have a person who we can try to persuade without the influence of this other entity.
Well,
we have a fighting chance now to figure out what he's...
Yeah.
Your process is what we were all thinking when we were holding on to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think the difference is we all imagined it back at the boat.
Yeah, it's not as the building is burning and we're trying to...
But I wasn't a part of that boat stuff.
But what I was seeing was that...
I just meant...
You know, in my head, I was like, okay, yeah, maybe we can actually pull him back from this entity. And then, you know, I was like, okay, maybe you stabilize him, and then we talk to him, and then you gave him 15 health points.
Later, and then, we talk to him.
I was thinking we carry him out like heroes.
But then he came to, and we started talking to him, and it was one of those moments where you go, oh, you weren't possessed. This is who you actually are.
Yeah, we actually needed to murder you.
Yeah, you are actually just bad.
And so, now we just have this other thing we have to keep dealing with.
To me, that sounds like, sorry to put it in contemporary terms, but like somebody that is convinced of a particular political idea that you feel is so entrenched in it.
Yeah, they don't.
That doesn't mean
mercy.
They're lost completely. Mm. Like, you just have to know how to talk to them in a way that meets them.
I feel like that.
You
know?
Some very strong opinions about.
I feel like that.
That
comparison's a little off because I mean we are also talking about like a big bad guy in like our fantasy campaign.
And
right,
and
but,
we're in a burning building.
I'm using a real life comparison to try to. I'm trying to explain like what I saw in that situation.
I will share with you my real feelings off the mic.
Why?
Sure.
Just do it now.
You thought that he could still be be saved.
Even
but,
if he's super entrenched in whatever
right,
belief,
but
like, there's still a speck of hope.
The thing is, we were not going to be able to do that because it's like we are already the source of so much of his ire. We are not going to be the ones to convince him.
But I feel like that was because of whatever had a hold on him.
I do think, though, that you also misinterpreted a key part of our plan, which is we weren't talking about changing his opinion on the boat before. We all thought...
Wait, what?
Because earlier you said, yeah, you weren't there for the boats.
Right. Opinion on the boat? I didn't hear what you said.
Change his opinion, change his viewpoint, his perspective. Persuade him that he's on the wrong side. That
he just
kind of
tried to murder you guys, and you fought back.
Right. That. But I have what I was saying earlier had nothing to do with the past. It had everything to do with the moment here, where I think all of our plan was when he was knocked unconscious, and we all grabbed him. We had this epic heroic moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's carry his limp body out when this is all done and settled, and we're back in safety with the seer, or on the boat, or out in the streets in front of Safe Travels. We can wake him up and try to talk to him and have that conversation. We all
So your only issue is that I did cure wounds instead of stabilize.
Because it relinquished our control of the situation.
Yeah, he was
but
able
it
to
didn't.
You gave
act.
Him the ball back. You teed him up.
How?
You like lobbed him something that he could spike down on us.
Yeah, if we just stabilized him, he wouldn't be able
he
to act.
Been
he would have
been
unconscious. And
but I...
We had to
my goal
subdue
wasn't
to, him again.
I know what your
but
goal
he
was.
He wasn't unsubdued, though. I guess that's...
I know what your goal
like,
was.
He was still within our control. He had his chain wrapped around him, so it didn't make sense to me. Like we've got him.
Yeah.
15 hit points is nothing. Like one,
but what's easier
one
to
of
deal
us
with
could is... finish him off pretty easily, especially if he's wrapped in
yeah,
his chain.
Yeah, but it took a whole divine smite. And that's
and
getting
around,
into the weeds of it.
Yeah,
because, and I'm not upset. I'm just
like
trying to understand
to
because...
burn and stuff, too.
I think getting
timing,
into the weeds of it is it's again, it's... The fact that it was 15 hit points was a lot.
That honestly, that
you rolled max.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
I think if you would have,
but
given
I still
would have. If you would have given him
seven
a hit point,
but I couldn't control the roll.
Well,
like Simon's motivation was to stabilize and hopefully get this guy talk, and so we can convince him.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to give him 15 hit points. That's
right.
Just what the dice did.
I think me and Dash could have given him exactly one HP.
I think you did mean to give him 15.
Yeah, this
and
is actually...
I think
you were trying to actually...
The same thing.
Cool.
Yeah, you were trying to like, kill the entire group.
Cool
and,
Simon is actually...
Yeah, this was your way to be like, no, I'm actually going to become friends with Grav, now I'm going
to
be the cool guy.
It's better to be at the right hand of the devil than in his path.
And you're going
to
be the cool guy at the end of the day.
I do think that we all wanted the same thing. It's just that
we
wanted to control the timing of it.
Well, and him waking up a second time to have another conversation with him was good, because at least from my character perspective, I got to see him without this entity, this influence. I could see just him
it was
by
pulled
himself,
away.
How much of his ideology is still sunk into him.
Yeah.
And it, in that moment, it just felt like he was like, I don't like you. Stop ruining my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I still want to do this. And then it's kind of like, okay, well, he's up and he's going to try to either fight us or continue to do his thing. So it's like,
put out the
my
fire.
Option is just to drop
him. I understand.
Again.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't seem like he was in a position to come back. You know what I mean? Like, to do anything
well,
of consequence.
We also don't know what kind of abilities he has beyond being able to fear everybody.
He did a lot of damage.
And the amount of damage that he did to everybody.
He almost killed the most to me. So.
yeah.
My fear of him getting up is, let's say he
escapes again.
Gets away and then he basically disengages, uses his full... act, and dashes.
Yeah, like he does on the boat,
and gets out of there and disappears from us. And
then
it's like, oh shit! And then next time we see him, he's full.
You're welcome for
points.
Another story point. I'm sorry.
that in essence, that was what I was trying to do.
Yeah,
was get that other librarian to
and
him,
especially,
and they would have been gone.
And that's the other thing that pissed me off is like, I just want to fight this other librarian because you mentioned him, and I'm like, I'm not gonna forget that fucker's up there.
Yeah, I thought for.
When I go up, I just can't find him.
Barbecue.
I was so like, just like with the whole stuff with Grav, I was like, what are you talking about? That other librarian? He's dead. I thought he was dead.
Alex mentioned him, and it is important.
Yeah.
Basically, he was the like fallback plan. He was, you know, if something goes wrong, he's gonna try and fix it.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of when we got pulled underneath. I was like, oh shit, where's the fucking where's the librarian? I gotta go find this librarian because he's gonna either he's going to be as powerful or more powerful than Grav, or he's gonna make it so Grav can get away. And I was like, I need to stop this guy.
Yeah.
I have a question. Have we ever heard of, at some point in this campaign, or do we actually know who that entity is?
That Storm Herald?
No.
Well, the Storm Herald is Alistair.
Is Alistair.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is the Storm. So
that's what I was wondering, is if we recognize the voice as Alistair.
No. It was just the sound of storms. It's the sound of something storm from beyond.
I can picture that, and it's fucking dope.
Yeah, so, that would be so cool if somebody could sound design that, like in a movie or something. That would be so cool. Like, it's just the sound of rolling thunder and cracks of lightning. Like,
but, so you, can, thunder, you can absolutely
like,
do that.
Like, form it into a voice.
AI cover, but the AI was a fan, like a fan that blows.
Yeah.
And it's just different sound clips from that, but if they're put together just right, it's words.
Cool. See, I like that kind of stuff.
That would be you could absolutely do that with thunder or something.
That'd be cool.
That's what the Storm Herald sounds like.
So this
Storm Herald in post, can you do that?
No. Yeah, just work on that.
So this
have it ready in a week.
One weakness then of essentially me, like whoever's controlling and influencing Alistair, I can assume.
No, Alistair is the bad guy.
Fair assumption.
Right.
Now let's do.
It seems like what it came through. It was just angry with all of you for messing up whatever plans that they had.
Yeah, right. Alistair has tapped into this like strength, is the way I feel.
Yeah, and he's a paladin of the storm.
He is doing the bidding that he chooses. Alistair is the bad guy in my mind.
Yeah. Now let's go real meta.
At least in the physical realm.
Well, no, he is the one that is pulling the strings.
Right,
and
but
he's using other things like the Storm Herald.
There could be some bigger,
but there's a greater power
that he's pulling from.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Melora. Real meta, though.
No, not Melora, because Melora is our god, and we.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
She would never.
My failed religion check. Now, this is actually another deity other than.
I would say if you got a natural 20 on that, Ben would have known that that is the same magic that flows through him.
Oh.
That Grav uses. Grav is a paladin of Melora.
Okay. Well, there's some questions about Ben's understanding.
He took the oath.
Yeah. When he said that, I thought it was kind of funny because. There are some, like, Ben's whole devotion to Melora is very not tenuous, but, like, it's just based on, like,
I don't know.
I feel like Melora is just the name you put on it. Almost.
Yeah.
I think so I grew up in Quilton with the lighthouse of Melora, and I literally was like, oh, I'm alive, well. I guess
Melora
has other plans, right, bitch?
Sure. But, yeah, just meta knowing that you're a warlock, it's like...
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. And what's funny, though, is he did say it was like my divine smite. My divine smite looks like ghosts grabbing him, so...
Yeah, so that's interesting.
But I did think for sure, I was like, wow, this...
Didn't Grav... He said something about, like, an other Melora.
Did he?
An other Melora?
Or, like, a different version or something like that.
He talked about... How Quilton was going to be like the place for Melora for her to come back to Haven, and that Alistair was going to be her right hand, and that Grav would be Alistair's right hand. I don't know if I said that during this, but it was a line I.
Yeah, it was in that speech. I
you better
I
hope Alistair
about, like,
jerks it with
other,
his left.
Or the true Melora, or something like that.
I definitely remember the coming back.
I do. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that, but
I don't quite recall it the same way. But you know, let's take it to the tapes and
take it to the tapes.
Maybe he was describing your faith in Melora.
That's a good point.
Sure.
I can't quite remember.
As long as Rhett is wrong, that's all that really matters.
About
that
what?
Is correct. Yeah.
Anything.
Just everything.
Honestly, yeah. I probably will. And then a sentient sword. I'm really jealous about.
Ooh, yeah. I'm really curious about that.
I know that I have a cool crab sword, but like if I could have asked for a sentient sword, I would have, because I gave the sentient knife to Caleb for a fucking bag of holding.
We'll see if that's a good deal. I got to use my
glaive. Is it sentient? It talks to you.
I was able to describe it and it's more badass in my mind than it was before I described it. Okay. So that's cool. It's
Totally. You know, I just realized I didn't actually have my greatsword on me because I gave it to Big Craig.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So it was an empty sheath ready to go.
Okay.
So you just mimed that. God, that must have been awkward.
Yeah.
Can you just
pull it out?
And the sword was like, okay.
Yeah. I saw
Why
that.
Did you take
put
that
me back in the other guy's hand.
This guy might be worse. This guy might be worse. He's a mime. Oh God.
Tell us about the sword.
It's a sentient sword that Grav has had for a long time.
And he doesn't like Grav.
I'm more interested.
Like I do think that that was a really cool choice.
I'm more interested in this plate. Like the way you described it was really sexy.
The plate sounds
The plate
really
is
cool.
sexy.
Yeah. Plate, oh, for sure. This
With
is
the like, woven, like woven. Yeah. Yeah. It's like
it's
a
like
quilt.
A, it's a relic of Quilton. It's a relic of the lighthouse itself.
That's pretty cool.
Like it Dude. Is. It is given to... You know, somebody of high martial prowess and wasn't used before, like Alistair came and resurged the, you know, high paladins.
And meanwhile, I'm stuck my poor ass wearing real quilts.
I mean, just
I
don't
even have
close
a
and you'll be fine.
He's like
That's
a
what I do.
Void Genasi?
Yeah, he's a Void Genasi, was an Air Genasi.
Oh, like yeah, Arthur right. was.
Just like Arthur was.
You know what? So the storm then is the Grey Roarer. It's gotta be.
Say that again.
The Grey Roarer, which is a deity kind of Haven.
The rural juror.
For sure.
For sure.
I write that and I'm like, that is tough to say. Yeah. Yeah, no, the Grey Roarer is a spirit, an elemental spirit. That was the deal that Arthur had.
Yeah.
To gain power.
Yeah. And
that was who Eben worked for.
Yeah.
My new ability with my glaive is really badass, and I can do a lot of damage with it.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Yeah,
60-10. Yeah, I like the imagery of me like moving past them and then stopping, and then their blood spraying
yeah,
all
dude.
Over the
yeah.
place.
That's
that
cool.
Like
yeah. Like the samurai flips.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. Thanks.
Like their head just
yeah.
slides off.
Yeah, dude.
It's so very sick. Much yeah. Just do a cool anime movie.
Like Kill Bill, dude.
It's. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty Kill Bill.
But yeah, no, that's because transmutation was what you were looking for yeah. for the magic, and I'm like, well, this just works.
I think
I mean,
this is the first time.
This is a big bomb to
I
do
mean,
once a day.
And doing it to everybody in the group would have been fun to begin with, too.
No,
but
no. Especially with how low my
just
hit
30,
points
just,
got.
You know, if you guys took an additional 31 hit points, it could have been a really interesting fight.
I would be
fight.
Down.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
It could have been a really
he would have
interesting
been dead
fight.
Dead.
Yeah.
No saves.
Graf would be the new teammate, and Simon would be dead.
All right, let's actually give him 15 HP now. It makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
We'll bring him back.
He's got great armor. He's got this
cast shield of faith on him. Give him some temp HP.
Yeah.
Come on, give him your armor.
I am excited that Simon finally got to poison somebody with his dagger.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was
that
cool
was helpful
too.
It
was really
super
cool.
Helpful against that Barghest.
I gotta. Start
I like the imagery of the necrotic energy.
Yeah, I did too. I like that a lot.
Pulsing out of them and shit. Yeah, that was dope.
God, I just want to keep asking about the sword. But
we'll find
sword.
Out
we'll
more
get to
about
next.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll talk to the sword. Well, someone will talk to the sword, and hopefully,
I gotta find. I gotta find a new crossbow or something to boost my AC.
No, wait.
There's.
You get
I gotta go some. I got first. I gotta find some money, and then I gotta go shopping.
I mean, I got some really neat
sock
gloves.
Puppets.
Yeah, I got some cool gloves.
What are the gloves?
Aren't
do?
They socks?
They give me resistance to cold damage.
Oh, that's right.
Weren't yeah. they socks?
Do you remember
or
the lore that I made up
yeah.
on the spot for?
Yeah, they're okay, for like cool. princesses.
Where they have to make a pilgrimage over the lake of ice to get to like a temple, and so they
and
don't
using
freeze to death.
Mittens.
Wow.
They wear these socks.
That's
so
actually
they can...
pretty fucking hardcore. Yeah. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, it's actually really cute. Like I love the.
Yeah, Nytheris actually loves it that you took this.
He would. He would.
The glaive, not as much. You're actually doing stuff that's yeah. cool, and it's meant to be like
well, I forgot
cool,
that's
so
where it
like
came
it.
From.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah I was looking for like a cool pair of gloves, but I found socks, and I'm still going to use
them. I should have plundered Nytheris.
You could have. You yeah. could have. I just ran
it was
in there,
just a,
and I
chance
almost...
chance at fighting a beholder.
Yeah,
was
almost
the,
got...
Was the risk.
Yeah, that was
possessed
easy.
By a beholder, we would have been fine. Yeah.
We were killing the drake. We could have killed the beholder.
I yeah. mean, you were two rolls away from dying.
It's fine. It's
but,
fine.
You know, that's a fair risk.
The risk you take trying to plunder treasures.
Yeah.
I got a really nice glaive and some cute socks.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I do have a cool crab sword, so it's like, what am I bitching about?
Yeah, you know? What are you bitching about?
I just think, like, he's got a sentient sword, you've got a sentient knife, he's got a cool glaive.
You've got a cool crab sword.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, dude.
We're all kind
Brooch
of equal
has
on
nothing
magical
cool
items.
And is also who knows where.
And you also have the bag of holding, so.
Yeah.
Have you even looked in there to see if there's something
we
cool
still
in there?
We still haven't searched the bag of holding,
well,
as far as I know.
Just flip it outside, right? Or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would do that, but, I mean, you could.
I mean, we're going to have to do that at some point, just
start,
to find out what's in
just
there.
On a daily basis, think of something cool that you want, reach in and see if it comes out.
Can I just do that constantly?
Yes. I just didn't want to waste your time.
Can I think about sentient swords?
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't need one.
A Playboy.
I do have a question for you guys, because I brought up Brooch, because I was just thinking,
yeah.
What are you guys thinking about Brooch and the orcs? Gorgon and Dorgon. Because in this moment of prophecy where, you know, one of two things could be true, either you know, save this, burn the hive.
That's
that
right.
Has happened. Now the safety of your friends is up in the air.
Oh, yeah, because aren't they in here?
No,
no, they're,
you don't know
they're
where. I mean, you don't know where
they
are.
We don't know
are.
Where they are, but their boat was gone.
We believe that they're out at sea right now.
At least
what
just
I think.
Beyond.
Breach is a very...
Because we saw all of the boats out of the port, right, when we came down.
So there was like a third that were still moored. There was a third
a
that were out, and then there was a third that was just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breach is a very, very smart captain.
But the seer, the Grandor, told you they were in danger.
Yeah.
And it was either help me save my town, and I know how to do that, or I can help you save your friends, and I know how to do that.
And the only one that
now
your friends was
up in the air.
Simon.
They've got the two best fighters that we could hire on board. He's a smart captain. Okay.
They'll be fine.
We'll find him.
I don't know if they'll be fine.
I mean, that's
but...
that's Ben's goal after this. Like, I definitely want to make sure they're go and help them.
Well,
find
they're
them
are
safe.
Way back home too.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So you guys aren't worried about them.
I would say that.
Time to put them in more danger.
No. I'm worried about them.
I'm not like super worried about them because, like you said, they're with
they're capable people.
They're with very skilled fighters who can protect them.
And Morgan. Don't forget Morgan.
And Morgan is there too. But also Brooch is a very good captain and we trust his
exactly.
abilities.
And but remember as well, that was part of our reasoning when we decided this is like they're part of our team.
Well,
they would choose to help the building too.
Yeah. They would want to make sure the city was safe. Yeah.
And doesn't Brooch
isn't he
like
Gorgon and Dorgon probably wouldn't care.
Connected to a fairly powerful like pirate family and army.
Yeah,
he's
like
he's got coconut bill.
Yeah.
He's good.
So
at his back.
He's elvish royalty.
William of the Palm.
Yeah.
Coconut bill.
He's elvish royalty. He can call on the legions of elvish pirates.
Yeah, he'll be fine. It's okay.
That's an anime waiting to happen, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're probably
It makes me more nervous the more we talk about it, because I feel like if we just didn't talk about it, maybe Alex would forget and they'd be fine, but...
He brought it up.
Yeah.
I know what's going on with them.
Yeah.
It's just, I was wondering where you guys stood on
I hope we get another cool heroic moment where all four of us can hold hands like we did over Grav.
That really did surprise me. I didn't think.
And
you
then
guys
you
would
all turn
that.
On
like,
Simon.
Actually, this is cool, and this makes sense.
It
and
was
this,
so cool.
And pulling us through the floor with him.
It was like a stage change.
We could have easily been sucked into some other plane.
Yeah.
Without.
I thought that was the goal. Yeah. I was like, "We're coming too, bitch."
And then we go fight the bad guy.
Yeah. And it's like surprise, you know,
which would have been pretty epic.
Would have been super cool, man.
Here we are on the second floor.
Yeah, that was definitely pretty dope. Like thinking about the imagery that was happening.
Yeah, there. It was so cool, man. And then there's kind of the extra symbology of like, okay, the four of us, he's saying we're not heroes, we're doing all this, and then it's like all five of us
heroes.
From Quilton Bay all the way on the other side of the fucking world, we're doing this cool epic thing.
Yeah.
And it was dope.
And
it's very cool.
Are we certain that Grav isn't right? That
no, we're like, obviously the heroes and
he
we're
was
the good guys.
Kind of convincing. I was like, have we been
no,
fucking up the plan?
Not at all. We're the good guys. We're the heroes.
That's what I'm saying.
Obviously.
Like, we haven't heard the plan.
But think about
so
this.
So we don't know.
This is what made me think metagaming. This is what made me think. A fucking hag was trying to interrupt their plans before. Hags are evil. Now, granted, the hag was helping children, and I thought, like, okay, yeah, we're on the right side there, at least, right?
Moral ambiguity makes the best D&D, I think. I think that.
But what was another one? Was there another evil person involved?
Oh, there's plenty, I'm sure.
Nysereth? I mean, we kind of... whatever the fuck is...
He's like a whole other... like side
what did we do
thing.
You remember this guy the when he tried to jump into the tree?
The other place we went was the prison of pain.
Oh
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, they were kind of on his side, close they were on his side, so that right there, that was a little less morally ambiguous. The hag, that's a little bit like
yeah.
I mean, the Harris family were worshipers of Torog
yeah,
and loved making sure people were in pain and tortured and imprisoned.
Yeah.
And since their change of heart, since working with new people, they're not doing that.
New people?
And we fucked that up.
Yeah. I mean, just talking about the morality, they were a lot worse before.
Ooh.
And now what are they doing?
And now we've got the aspect of Torag.
Not to guide you in any direction, but just to be like, yeah.
Oh, no.
I think I've tried really hard to not make any overt, like,
good or evil
yeah,
I think it's maneuvers. It's one of those where it's like, this is going to be for the good of the world, but the means by which they're doing it aren't good,
right?
And especially mm-hmm. with like these people are enthralled, you know, like taking away their free will,
not
like
good.
it's not a good religion if you have to basically coerce and hypnotize your followers to follow
convince
you.
Convince them that they're gonna spend eternity
with
in flames.
You've got these bugs that they're putting inside of clearly these are not good things. They definitely feel like they're doing the right thing, and maybe they are bringing forth the will of Melora. But
spreading their ideals
also,
throughout the world.
But then also, like, fuck Melora then. If that's how, if she's cool with this, fuck her.
Yeah.
Like why would you be okay with people enslaving people in your name, basically? So that's how I view it.
Yeah. Ace is never wrong about anything.
Wow.
And no matter what, he is always doing the right thing because he is a hero and he knows that.
Metagame, though, how does Milo feel?
I mean, Ace, because
I know how
up.
Ace feels.
Yeah. Ace is a fuck up and he's just going to do what he does. And hopefully it turns out okay and he doesn't fuck over his friends.
That's
yeah, hopefully.
What heroes
hopefully.
All right.
I will try to influence that occasionally, but for the most part, I'll let Ace fuck up everything.
I wonder how your dad's doing, Ace.
Who cares? he's not even my dad anymore. But I do really want to talk to Val's mom about my mom.
Oh, my God.
Because she said she wanted to talk about my mom.
You
want
to talk
about
mom?
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom's at Teller's Call.
And we're going to go visit her next.
We think.
Maybe. Who knows what we're going to do?
Well, I mean, I think Alistair's probably next after we.
Well,
because
he's. Grav was preparing the place for Alistair to show, wasn't he?
Mm hmm.
So, I mean, we could.
Preparing to come here.
But maybe it's like they've got a communication means or whatever, and he's like, man, that
he didn't get the
lost.
All clear.
Let's go to the next one.
Yeah,
exactly. Like,
where would that communication means be? Where would Grav have some sort of communications?
Magic. It's Dungeons and Dragons.
Like a sending stone?
Like a fucking
that got thrown
smoke
into the
signal
ocean?
That might be on his body? That you guys are carrying?
Oh, that's helpful.
Oh, okay, we're going to search the body.
Can we go back to the game?
Just reminding you all that you haven't done a thorough search of Grav yet.
Well, I
we're just
was
take his armor
trying
off.
To take his armor off, so
for
my
sure.
hands were in places.
Yes.
My hands...
I felt a couple stones.
He got that cod piece off.
I got a couple pebbles.
Is this a sending stone? Hey.
Sending, not receiving.
Is this thing on? Gross.
Oh, well. Cool.
Right.
On that note.
On that note.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
Yeah, cool. We got to call it there. This
yeah,
is the longest.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is really
clutching long. Some balls is pretty good place to stop.
Yeah, at least he's not playing with his poop, am I right? Hey, this has been the Crypt Files, your once weekly follow-up podcast. So they hit the end and the end. We play actual play. Let's go podcast. Go to dndpodcast.org
to
find
this?
Out more.
Who is this character?
Hey, it's Nubby, right?
Yeah,
remember Nubby?
Nubby.
I want your juice. Whatever he said.
Yeah, something like that.
That was his catchphrase. He's like, hey, give me your juice. And then the spider was all like, oh, no, wait, that was a different guy.
Anyway, bye.
Yeah, bye.
So long. Grab your sword. Keep on adventuring.